Hello and welcome to this episode of FutureWise. I'm your host Keertana Tiwari and I have Money Control Saraswati with me to talk about the new school bag policy which is part of the National Education Policy. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hello Keertana.
Saraswati, what is the school bag policy?
So basically, as part of the National Education Policy, the Ministry of Education has, set out certain guidelines for school education, higher education and above. So as far as schools are concerned, under the NEP, the Education Ministry has recommended a slew of measures which will be a part of the new school bag policy. So basically, this school bag policy looks at reducing the weight of the school bags which a student carries. Now, as we would have studied, a lot of us carried, heavy school bags, 4 or 5 kilo school bags with a lot of books, carrying them every day to school. So the whole idea is because there is a lot of burden, and since this also causes back problems for a lot of young children who are probably walking to school or traveling by public transport, the idea is to reduce the weight of the school bag which a student carries on a daily basis. So here the government has recommended that maximum weight of the school bag will be 10% of a student's weight. So say if I'm 25 kilos, the maximum weight of the school bag will be 2.5 kilos. Similarly, there is also a recommendation under the school bag policy where they are saying that there will be lockers in schools and there will also be digital weighing machines to check the weight of the bag in the school. And there will also be, those trolley school bags will not be allowed because typically those school bags weigh much higher than regular ones. And there won't be any homework also given to children up to class 2 so that they don't have to carry additional books to class.
Right. And can you explain what kind of a issue the school bag weight is causing and for which classes?
So typically from classes 1 to 10 is where there is the biggest concern because students end up carrying multiple books and, there are additional classes that are set up for students for which they have to carry books. Even for one subject, as per NCERT, there could be multiple books. Say for physics, there could be 2 books. For chemistry, there could be 2 books and so on. So overall, it adds on to the total weight that a student carries and there has been research to show that it leads to debilitating back pain, also affects the spinal cord of the student because he or she is traveling long hours to reach school. And also carrying the school bag around in school, say from moving from one class to the other or probably standing in line to enter the school and so on. So ever since 2007-2008, central bodies like the CBSE had also advised schools to come up with their own policies and had also advised that there should not be unnecessary increase in school bag weights. They had also issued a few guidelines wherein there was internal research to show that the overall school bag load is increased by getting, even the guidebooks and class homework and rough notebooks, water bottle, lunch box, other things. While there was a proposal to get in things like lockers to schools, it is not for large schools and probably public sector schools, it is not feasible to have a locker facility for each student, considering that there could be as much as, 7,000-8,000 students studying in one school. So then, a lot of these proposals just stayed on paper and it wasn't really implemented. Now that NEP is bringing about a total change in the way education is delivered, this is another important aspect that will be part of the policy.
Okay, so when will this policy be implemented, especially since now students are studying from home?
So right now, this is at a discussion stage. So there is a circular that has been formulated under the NEP and this Education Ministry has sent it to the respective state governments as well as large school body authorities to see what is the kind of response that is there. Because, something like setting up lockers across schools is an initiative which only maybe a few private schools will be able to implement. And even, state-owned central government schools may not be able to implement. So we'll have to see. It looks unlikely that the policy will be implemented immediately, considering, as you rightly mentioned, students are still studying from home. But looking at the possibility that schools will reopen, say, by April 2021, we're hoping that by the third quarter, that is from September, October onwards, there is some initial implementation framework that is set up. So what we hear is that public sector schools will be the first ones to implement it, and the next phase will or next phase of implementation will come in private schools. Now, when it comes to international schools, we know that international schools typically don't have students carrying heavy bags because all students have locker facilities in school. So it is primarily public sector schools that will see the first phase of implementation.
Okay, so what about state government schools? How are they planning to implement it?
So right now, what we hear is that it is at a discussion phase. So what one thing which these schools can implement is getting digital weighing scales to ensure that students don't end up carrying too many books and the school bag weight is not very high. But digital lockers at this point will require significantly additional funding from the central government, and it will not be feasible to implement at least in 2021 and 22. So only by 2023-24 is when probably public sector school students will get their own lockers so that they don't need to carry their books. But other than that, the homework related implementation processes, as well as there will be some tweaks that are there in the daily academic calendars so that the student does not have to carry additional textbooks, and digital weighing scales will be set up, and there will also be school administrative authorities that will probably be deployed at the entry gates, wherein say for instance if a student is looks like a student is carrying too much weight on a particular day, he or she, then the school bag will be measured, and they will be asked, they will be sent back home if the weight is higher than the prescribed limit of 10% of the body weight.
Okay, and what if a school violates the law?
So right now, the government has said that the sole implementation authority will be the individual schools that are looking after this policy. So when it comes to the 10% limit, it will be individual schools who will have to put in the procedures in place. Now, what we hear is that there will be surprise checks by the government and regulatory authorities. And if schools are said to be violating the norms, there will be financial punishments that will be imposed on the school authorities for not following the rules. So there could be, especially since the public sector schools, the state government schools will be the first ones to implement it, there could be regular inspections and surprise checks done by ministry officials and board officials to ensure that the 10% school bag weight limit is followed under all circumstances. So particularly it is students from say class 6 to 10 who carry a lot of weight. So on an average we hear that 4 to 4.5 kilos weight is what they are carrying, which is very high considering there is a lot of public transport that is used for deploying of there is a lot of public transport used for traveling to schools. So 4, 5, 6 kilos of weight being carried by a student on a daily basis is not healthy for their health at all. So we hear that a lot of penalties will be imposed on these schools who violate these norms, and also there will be counseling sessions also held for parents and students to ensure that parents sometimes also end up sending additional books with the students to class, say for clearing some doubts for some other subjects, etc. But this also adds to the school bag weight. So there will be counseling sessions held with the parents, as well as a mix of a carrot and stick approach sort of a thing for schools, wherein there will be incentives to where students and the schools could be rewarded for following these policies, and penalties will be imposed if there is a gross violation.
Okay, and is there any other interesting suggestions that have been made for reducing this weight, which may also, I mean, it'll be an alternate method of teaching kids as well?
So, interestingly, a lot of there were a few suggestions which said that there should be no homework for any class. But then, the Education Ministry also pointed out that we cannot have one no homework policy across classes because this could also impact the learning outcome for students. Up to class 2, we can understand because they are at an early stage of education. But letting go of the daily homework is something which they can do away with. But for senior classes, there should be some sort of a homework to ensure that this child is learning something in the classroom. Also, there was a suggestion that there should be more of, rather than having these written homework, there should be more of oral and video. Now that a lot of schools have experimented with the virtual classes, there should be more oral, homeworks and more viva sort of lessons. But schools are not yet on board on that front. So right now there are in they are in discussions with the ministry to understand how this will work. Because typically, for classes 9 to 12, there is a daily homework could range between say half an hour to 1.5 hour over and above the daily classes. So reducing that to zero may not be immediately possible, but they are looking at viable alternatives so that the students' school bag weight can be reduced.
Right. Thank you so much for these details, Saraswati.
Thank you, Peter.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.